Talk to me a little bit about some of the achievements within the district since the beginning of the year, because there have been quite a few already.
Well, we've had a great start of the year, and now we're more than halfway through the year, and I think we're happy with what we thought was potentially going to be a pretty big challenge, and that was the new student assignment plan. We were concerned that with those changes and the cluster schools concept that came out of that, that we might end up with a lot of transportation issues and a lot of major issues with parents as we adopted what is a pretty significant change in how we work and provide options for our students in our schools. And the reality is, here we are halfway through the school year now, and I have had minimal parent calls. I've had very, very minimal issues with transportation. The new student assignment plan decreased our transportation cost to close to $7 million. So I think that's been a huge win that we really worked on, and I thank our board members like Katie Underwood and Luann Godding and many others that worked on that student assignment plan, as well as district staff and research and lots of folks that worked on that for 3 years. And this has been year one of implementation, and it's gone off extremely smooth. So very happy at that. And we think we're going to have another year of improved performances on some of our achievement measures, as well as we're seeing early indicators that look at attendance rates that show that we're showing some growth there too. So lots of positives as we start the year. And I didn't even mention that the North High Vikings were state champions this fall, and lots of success stories.
What are some challenges that you face as you're heading into the home stretch of your tenure as superintendent?
Well, we have some big, big issues in front of us. One of them is phase two of our bond program. As you know, the board, in a 9-0 vote, passed the phase two bond program, and that's all on our website, by the way, for the listeners. It's approximately $400 million that builds new schools as well as does some capital improvements to existing sites. And much of this is work that we were familiar with back in 2014 when we did phase one. But we listened to the community that said, let's split it into two phases so that we have an opportunity to see the first phase efficiently and effectively implemented. And so that's why you see this phase two bond issue as opposed to having one really big one. We split it into at the community request. And I think it was a good decision because it's so much pent-up need that to get it all at once would have probably been too much. So back to your original question, this next 4 months will be filled with lots of meetings in reference to our bond initiative. There will be an advocacy group of community leaders that will be supporting and have already come forward to volunteer. So we're going to see a lot of work in this area, and I'm excited because I know the need is there. We've got about 265 portables today across our district. I know I've mentioned that before. This helps alleviate that. We also have approximately 6,000 students that don't attend OPS and that live in our district, but we simply don't have room for them today. And so this helps alleviate some of that concern. So that's a big issue. The next big issue that I would reference is a budget advisory committee that actually meets tonight. This will be our second meeting. It's made up of community members. It's made up of district staff. It's made up of teachers union, as well as classified union employees, school board members, myself, principals. And we're looking at a $15.8 million cut. And the reality is we have a pension plan that's underfunded, and this money will go straight into that pension plan. So we're trying to figure out a way to do it that's most efficient and effective. And even though I think everything that we do is really good and high quality, I also know that there are some things that the return on investment on that dollar is not as high as other things. And that's what we're going to try to look for.